Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
When I go around the country, if I teach in churches or I speak in churches or I preach in the church where I go to back home, if I ask believers, what is the foundation of the Christian faith? Almost every time they're going to tell me it's the Bible. No, it's not. Christ is the foundation of the Christian faith. Paul says, if Christ isn't raised, then your preaching is in vain. You're all still dead in your sins. Christianity is about God supernaturally wove his hand into history to roll a stone away and bring a dead man back to life. Did that fact happen or not? If it did, then the Bible is the clarification of how we are to then live in light of that fact. If it didn't happen, then we're free agents to free go and make this up as we go along. The Christianity's foundation is Christ. The clarification is the Bible. That is the relationship, I believe, between the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. The Declaration of Independence is the foundation of America. There is a God. Our rights come from him. Government's only responsibility is to protect and preserve those rights so we can reach our God-given potential. And that's it. That's it. That's all there is. There isn't any more. That's it. And then the inevitable questions that come along when we have conflicts. How do we resolve those things? The Constitution clarifies those conflicts. But the Declaration is the foundation. How often is that foundation ever uttered, ever, by any conservative?
I just gave this speech Sunday. I wish you would have been there, because it was that. There's 6 points in the Declaration. And the Declaration of Independence has those 6 points, and that's all you need to know. That is the spirit of America. The Constitution is the framework on how to protect that idea. And we miss that. And progressives have tried to destroy the Declaration. And we don't have a Declaration. The conservatives are supposed to be saying, what is a conservative? Well, that we hold these truths to be self-evident.
Right.
That all men are created, they're endowed by their creator with certain rights that are unchangeable. Those rights come from God. The government is established to be able to protect those rights. That is their main duty, protect those rights. Mm-hmm. That the laws are all based in natural law and the laws of nature and nature's God. So the laws out of the Bible, the Big Ten Commandments, mm-hmm. and what you witness in nature, you can protect yourself because a bear can protect itself. So why can't I? Nature's laws, nature's God. And the last one is, if a government becomes hostile to that, you have the right to abolish it and reestablish a new government that will protect those rights.
I mean,
that's it. That's the whole idea of America in a nutshell.
The whole idea of America was when they took the moment and said, we've got to do this. We've got to declare our independence from the king, from Great Britain. That was the Declaration of Independence. And a byproduct of that was the Constitution, which came later. But it was that where the American Revolution began. And so often we're thinking, you know, it's the Constitution. We're finding people that are arguing about the Constitution and trying to get Supreme Court judges in to be able to change the Constitution, but that they're neglecting our founding document, which is the Declaration of Independence, which says all of our rights come from God. Government's responsibility is to protect our rights. And so we got to begin to get familiar again with the Declaration of Independence that was signed in 1776, when they begin to say, this is it, you know, we're going to declare our independence.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.